Hi, I'm Brian Jacobs from Hypnotic Solutions. In this recording, I'm going to talk about how hypnosis works, explain why using a unique combination of powerful hypnotherapeutic techniques could help you stop smoking in just one session, and dispel some of the myths relating to hypnosis. I'll talk about the conscious and the subconscious mind, and about the benefits to you of stopping smoking. First of all, let's talk about the mind. Did you know that your mind has two parts to it? Your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is everything that you are aware of right now. For example, you may be aware of the sound of my voice speaking to you. You might be aware of the feeling of the chair that you're sitting in, if you're sitting down, or the colours around you as you look around. However, you can only be consciously aware of a few pieces of information at any moment in time. Your small conscious mind can only process between 5 and 9 pieces of information at any one time. Your subconscious mind, however, is vast by comparison, and is processing millions of pieces of information every second. It's your autopilot. It runs your life for you. And it's been building habits for you perfectly since the day that you were born. Everything that you do is an unconscious habit. For example, you don't have to think about which shoe you put on first thing in the morning, or how to put your clothes on, or how to brush your teeth. To create a new habit, you just have to do something over and over again. What hypnosis does is really quite simple. Instead of having to practice to acquire a new habit or stop an old habit, hypnosis enables us to communicate directly with the subconscious mind and cut out the practicing stage. When the conscious mind does something a few times, the subconscious mind will take it on board as a habit. Now, some of those habits are useful, like driving a car or riding a bike. Some of those habits aren't, such as smoking or overeating. Now, you could try, and maybe you have, to change these unhealthy habits with conscious willpower. But the far more powerful subconscious mind will protect its habits. Otherwise, a person could forget how to drive in the middle of a motorway, or they could forget how to swim while in the middle of a lake. It's a survival mechanism that the subconscious mind protects its habits. This is why there's a battle going on inside, an inner conflict between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind whenever you've tried to stop smoking by yourself. We as human beings are creatures of habit, and if we have a method of controlling habits in a quick, easy way, then we can take control of our lives. Hypnosis, when done correctly, is that method. So where do habits come from? Let's look at smoking. Most people have tried a cigarette when they were younger, and some persisted through the coughing and the spluttering and the dizziness and the burning eyes, not to mention the awful taste. And they repeated this behaviour until the subconscious mind said, "Okay, let's make it an automatic habit." And from that moment on, you became a smoker. Now, you can find yourself saying, "I will not smoke, I will not smoke." But then you find yourself wanting to reach for one, because the conscious mind is like the minute tip of an iceberg, and the subconscious mind is like the iceberg itself, bigger, stronger, and far more powerful. Whenever you have conscious willpower versus subconscious imagination, then the imagination will always win. And the reason why hypnosis is so powerful for changing unconscious habits and unconscious behaviours is because you don't have to consciously try over and over again to think a certain way, or to feel a certain way, or behave a certain way. Hypnosis can make it instant and automatic, because it gives us the ability to communicate directly with the subconscious mind, the place where all the habits are stored. At this point, let's dispel some of the myths about hypnosis, and say what it is and what it isn't. Hypnosis is simply a state of relaxation. We often say to clients before a session, don't expect to feel hypnotized, just expect to feel relaxed. Now, you may have seen an old film or a stage hypnosis show where it seemed as though the hypnotized person is in some strange state or under the control of the hypnotist. Well, that's an illusion, because hypnosis is really only a state of relaxation. It's a very familiar feeling. In fact, we all go in and out of the state of hypnosis throughout the day. Which is why, when some people ask, can I be hypnotized? We always tell them that anyone can be hypnotized, provided that they want to be. Because we are all going in and out of trance states all day long. For example, when you're daydreaming, that's a trance state. People often ask, what's it like to be hypnotized? Well, it's very subjective. Some people don't feel any different when they're hypnotized to their normal conscious waking state. And they tell us that they were just sitting there going along with it, which is the right thing to do, because it's not until they were coming out of hypnosis that they realized how deeply relaxed they've been. Perhaps the biggest misconception that I want to put right is that I cannot control your mind. I can't make you do something that you don't want to do. But I can help you to easily do something that you do want to do. The point I'm making is that if I were to put in a suggestion that you were to disagree with, it will be filtered out by the deeper structures of your subconscious mind. Your ethics, your morals, values, and beliefs. But that does, of course, mean that you have to want to stop smoking for me to help you. Hypnosis is not sleep, and you'll be aware of everything that goes on in the session. It will be as if you're just sitting there in the chair with your eyes closed while in a deeply relaxed state. Some people are concerned that they could get stuck in hypnosis. That's like saying, I sat down and closed my eyes to relax, and I got stuck there. It never happens and it never will. So now that we know that hypnosis is totally safe, it's a normal, natural, everyday state, the next question is, does hypnosis work? The British Medical Association and the American Medical Association approved clinical hypnosis in the 1950s. Since then, there have been many important scientific research papers and academic books written that contain countless studies on the effectiveness of hypnosis. With specific regard to hypnosis for stopping smoking, one study from the 1960s by Dr. von Dedenroth showed a 94% success rate for using hypnosis to stop smoking. And in October 1992, the New Scientist magazine reported on a study of the various ways of stopping smoking, involving 72,000 people. The first paragraph stated that hypnosis is the most effective way of giving up smoking. Our approach combines the best of traditional hypnotherapy combined with the science of neuro-linguistic programming. So to recap, hypnosis is safe. Everyone can be hypnotized provided they want to be. And hypnosis does work for most of our clients. Over the years, I found that smokers quit for three main reasons. To save money, to save time, and perhaps most importantly, to save their health before it's too late. Of course, if you don't have your health, you can't enjoy the extra money that you'll save or the extra time in which to spend that money. So let's look at health first of all. The most recent estimates show that around 100,000 people in the UK are killed by smoking every year, accounting for 1/5 of all UK deaths. That's almost 300 deaths a day. If you're a smoker, then think about this. 50%, that's 1 in 2, of all lifelong smokers will die prematurely because of their smoking habit. So the next time that you offer a friend a cigarette, or a friend offers you one, just think. Statistically, one of you will die early from smoking. That's shocking. Now, you may be thinking, oh, what the hell, I'm only in my 30s or 40s. Well, smokers in their 30s and 40s have 5 times the amount of heart attacks as non-smokers in the same age group. And we haven't even mentioned cancer. So the good news is that once you've kicked the habit, nicotine leaves your body within 48 hours. And for the majority of smokers, the damage that you've done to yourself will start to reverse relatively quickly. Let's talk about time. How can you save time by not smoking? Well, you actually save time in 3 ways. First of all, let's say it takes 5 minutes to smoke a cigarette. In a 20-year period, a 20-a-day smoker will spend 730,000 minutes smoking. That's equivalent to just over 500 days. That's almost 1.5 years on smoking. And over a 50-year period, that would be almost 3.5 years. 3.5 years of wasted time. That's like doing a 3.5-year jail sentence. The second way that you can save time is that by stopping smoking, you can increase your lifespan by 5 years. And those are 5 healthier years. Add that to the 3.5 years that you would have wasted, and you have 8.5 years of health and freedom added to your life. And the third way we help you to save time is that our program has been streamlined and compressed. It's been improved so that now it only takes a single session for most clients to stop smoking. Let's talk about how you can not only save money, but why stopping smoking is the greatest investment that you could ever make. This example is based on a 20-a-day smoker. I appreciate you might be smoking more or less than that, in which case you could adjust the figures accordingly. Let's suppose that the cost of a packet of 20 cigarettes is £10. A 20-a-day smoker spends £300 a month, £3,600 a year on smoking. That's a pay rise of £3,600 if you stop smoking right now, and that's net of tax. And the average smoker spends over £100,000 in their lifetime. Let's suppose that you had £300. If you put that into the bank or building society, the most you could get is about 2% interest, or £6 a year. If you invest the same amount in yourself by stopping smoking, you can make a 100% return in a month from the saving that you make from what you would have spent on cigarettes. And get this. A 1,200% return in 1 year, tax-free. And that is year after year after year. Which is why stopping smoking is the best investment that you will ever make in your life. I use £300 as the figure because that's the average price of the Stop Smoking Hypnosis Program. So what are the alternative ways of stopping smoking? The main alternative is nicotine replacement therapy, which includes patches or inhalers or gum. The side effects reported from these products include nausea, indigestion, skin irritations, and other skin damage, as well as nightmares. In the New Scientist report I mentioned earlier, the nicotine gum had a success rate of only just 10%, which is little more than you get using willpower. And as for the stop-smoking drugs Champix and Zyban, well, some of these have resulted in suicidal thoughts and convulsions. Compare that to hypnosis. No one has ever been harmed in any way by using hypnosis. On the contrary, the side effects of hypnosis are positive: stress reduction, memory improvement, and an increase in self-esteem. These are the side effects from hypnosis. I hope that you found the information on this recording educational and enjoyable. I have used stop smoking as an example of how hypnosis makes it easy for people to change unwanted habits. I can also help with other habits and addictions, including weight control, as well as emotional issues such as phobias, anxiety, self-confidence, stress reduction, and various other problems. Some of these take more than one session, but the per-session charge is considerably less for multi-session programs than for the one-session stop-smoking program.